Welcome to episode 62 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. Episode 62, really trying hard, push to finish here, maybe 20 episodes left. I know I keep saying that, but I actually counted the number of records, then counted the average number of records per show, and then divided those two numbers to come up with a number very close to 20. So I'm really gonna try here. We started that off with the Chiffons, yes, and from their album called "Everything You Always Wanted to Hear" by the Chiffons but couldn't get ... a little track called "Out of This World," and that's what we're doing here tonight, trying to take you out of this world. This record I bought from a new record store in San Diego called the Vinyl Room, which is terrible, but I felt so bad for them that I had to buy it. That's the kind of experience I'm talking about here. It was so bad, it was so crowded with junk and horribly priced, that I bought this record. True lonely guy move, when you're buying records just to make a record store owner feel good, you know? Anyways, this next one, also a pretty big lonely guy move, maybe from about 6 months ago. I was in another record store in San Diego that sort of specializes in cool records. They only sell cool records, no bad records, which is pretty annoying. But I'm in there. Maybe I was dropping off a poster or something, and I was like, I'm going to buy something. And I decided to buy a 7-inch by a band called The Spaceshits. Long history involved there, but a hilarious long history involved there. But I think it's been covered in other episodes. But I was like, I can't just use my debit / credit card to just buy a $3 7-inch. It's just ridiculous. So I was looking through the LPs, and I basically just chose one that I wanted the most that wasn't like $25, because they only have cool records, like I was saying. And I got this Los Yetis, Columbia's number one beat punk band of the 60s, bootleg reissue, really crappy reissue that just has like a photocopied cover for $11. And it reminded me of being a young man when I used to buy records like this all the time, and that's a pretty lonely guy move, I would say. So here we go. Me Siento Loco by Los Yetis.
Yeah. the pigeons in the park, and you know all her songs are savory. Not just sweet when she stops saying, validate. Validation, baby. Take it, put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. All my wasted words have meaning. Validate.
Oh, baby.
Validation, baby.
on Nicholas Savage there with his disco dancing off of his Mutual Feeling of Respect and Admiration LP. One that I bought when I saw him live at the Zoo Shop, which is sort of a glorified East Van gentrification project. And I quite enjoyed the night that I had. I really enjoyed it with Emily and Duncan. Actually, we had a great day plus night, plus possibly following day. I don't remember exactly. But just hanging out with those guys was great. Seeing this was pretty fun. I'll admit the music is a little trite, but if it brings me back to that day, it's worth it. Worth it for me. Before that, we listened to Apollo Ghost's Validation off the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 LP that I did the cover for. That's right. I designed the cover. One of the greatest things I've ever done in my life. Pretty much. One of the best moments of my life. And that was also facilitated by my good friend Duncan McHugh. So there you go. What a great back-to-back little number there. And of course, Apollo Ghosts. I love Apollo Ghosts. Another Vancouver amazing band. And amazing experience. I remember I played a show with them, and well, just the main guy, and he was like what I want to be, or I don't know, it just was like he was inside my mind with his ideas. It was a perfect little moment there for me in Chris's shed. But I'm just waxing and waning for past times now. We started that set off with Los Yetis, Me Siento Loco, from their History of LP bootleg piece of junk. God, I wish I could move to Vancouver. That's all I can say. But I'm not going to move to Vancouver. I am moving, though. That's the present period of time memories. The past period of times are all the great moments I've had in Vancouver. And coming up next is a great moment I had in a little country called France. This is the artist Sebastian Tellier. And he's a guy, well, basically, I went to France around a controversial time in his career, and a lot of people thought I was him because I look like him. It was totally crazy. I had some really sincere moments where people were like, oh my God, are you Sebastian Tellier? Pretty much. And I was confused because I didn't know who Sebastian Tellier was. Later found out, pretty cool guy, had a pretty cool song. It's called Divine from his Sexuality LP. This is Sebastian Tellier.
Bye-bye. I gently pour the alcohol over your wounds and watch the scars fade into time, and I watch your wincing fall away. Donna was hired to mend the flowers of my father's evil estate. And when she worked, it was as if they had never felt the cold, and we quickly came to love her, though I most of all knew to love her. It wasn't easy to meet you, but in the soil I felt your fingers grow. In the virgin soil I passed through a groan, attacked you with my sense of a smile. You must quit this work and caress the radio's oars and turn the blue-green dials. And notice that the blue lights so parallel and move in file. Strength of the wave, with the 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 strength of the wave. You move, you move, you move, you move, you move, you move. Don't let you run through the sea. Don't let you run through the sea.
You'll get a nasty reputation landing on your feet. Your rug becomes a magic carpet pulled from beneath. Flying carpet, flying colors, flying through those no-fly zones. Karma-coated Adam's apple. Karma tries but can never catch you. Got a nasty reputation for being amused. You seem to have been in everyone else's shoes. The mug starts slinging, you keep swinging, you keep swinging down. Shock the monkey rolls off your back. Karma tries but just can't keep track. I want the news and not the weather, or not either or. What do you got for me? What'd you do that for? What'd you do that for?
The unforgettable, unbeatable Halo Benders from their second LP. It's, what's the song called? I think it's called Magic Carpet Rider. Man, such an awesome band. One of my favorite bands of all time, mainly because of the two singers. And this LP, one of the older ones in my collection, slightly faded on all the edges from the sun. California sun, mainly. And, man, I remember getting it. I remember thinking not as good as the first LP, which is a true classic. Part of the canon of DRB. And every song on that is unforgettable. Most of these songs, pretty great still, though, of course, that one. The album's called Don't Tell Me Now. Before that, a Victoria classic Kerry Mercer and his band Blackout Beach. They just put out a new record, but that's his old record called Skin of Evil. And true to form, I bought that at Christmas once. Always trying to catch up with my Victoria favorites when I return home and I buy Victoria-centric music. And yeah, it's a great record. I'm sure the new one, which I will buy this Christmas, will be equally memory-filled. Kerry Mercer himself, great guy. Always fun to be around. First time I ever like had a one-on-one hangout was when he was waiting for the bus. And I decided I'd just give him a ride home. Because you can do that sort of thing in Victoria and people don't think you're weird. And yeah, many, many good times since then. And true musical genius / English teacher. He's an English teacher. Can you imagine having him as an English teacher? It'd be crazy. It'd be scary. His internet presence alone would be intimidating. Okay, and starting that whole set off, we heard a little track by Sebastian Tellier, Divine. Actually a present from my friend Eleni, who's coming to visit me tomorrow, believe it or not. So there you go, filling out the memories there. Coming up next, another guy, another one man. The name is Cole Miller, or I believe his name on this album is Cole Moldy Milner. And it's a pretty good record. It's called You Are My Friend Forever. It's okay. It's okay. He's one of these guys that's pretty nice, but maybe, I don't know, there's something about him. Something about him. Maybe trying a little too hard to be other people. Hasn't really found himself yet. Something like that. We're going to listen to a track called Where Did You Go? An album that I bought, I think, after seeing him live. After a show I set up for him here. And, yeah, it's pretty good. Kind of ruined by its fans sometimes. Maybe ruined a little bit by its inauthenticity. But I still like it. Whatever. You know, you got to enjoy something sometimes.
Where did you go? I can't find you. Where did you go? Real mystery. Where did you go? I can't find you. Where did you go? Mystery to me. Where did you go? I can't find you. Where did you go? Real mystery. Where did you go? I can't find you. Where did you go? Mystery to me. Thank you.
despair.
That is California Light from the same titled LP by the Key Losers. Used to be Dear Nora, long complicated history. I believe I've played Dear Nora previously on the show. See that for a reference. But this is her latest LP, which I bought after seeing her play live here at a show that I think I probably set up. I don't even know anymore. Interesting character. Person that I want to succeed, but also feel sorry for. Like, she doesn't feel like she's succeeded yet. She always feels like she is failing, maybe. I don't know. And so there's a certain amount of sadness to this album for me. It tries so hard to be a new thing when it's the same great old thing, you know? It's complicated. Very, very complicated. But will forever remind me of, like, the 50 millionth time I saw her play at the Che Cafe. Before that, we listened to Harry Parch and John Cage doing A Rose. And, man, I don't even know where I bought this record. I definitely bought it on a whim. And I really enjoy that track. I really enjoy playing that track when I DJ. Like at a club. You know what I mean? Because it's so lovely and disarming, I guess you could say, if you were a jerk. But yeah, I love this record. It has had a really special place for me in the last 9 months. Just sort of home feel. Feels like home when I listen to it. Reminds me of my apartment in the best state of things. And we started that all off with something else. What do we start that off with? Cole Miller. He has a PYT tattoo on his left breast, as in pretty young thing. That's when I knew, maybe not for me. I don't know. Okay, well, moving on. Coming up next is a guy who I think is the exact opposite, a guy that I admire a lot, and that is extremely authentic, if that's a thing that you can be. Maybe just very real, maybe just very relatable to me, who knows. I guess this is my thing, so I'm just going to say authentic. I mean, who cares, right? This is for me to listen to, so I'm just going to enjoy the way that I enjoy Kevin Greenspan. And this is from the Family Time compilation. Amazing little track. Just enjoy the insightfulness, the purity, the realism in the lyrics and the music.
Mountains are moving in the desert side. I am crossing the state. shooting star.
Yeah, the Solomon Burke there with a little track called Baby. I Want to Be Loved from his Greatest Hits LP from 1965. Yeah, he had Greatest Hits LP in 1965. That's pretty cool. And before that, we listened to Chris Williamson from her The Changer and the Changed LP, a track called Shooting Star from 1975, an album that I bought in Arizona that always makes me think of listening to records in a hotel room in Arizona on my little portable record player. And this is a cool one. This is one of the cooler ones I found on that little trip. Very, very fun trip. Very close to my heart. Very dear moments there. Unforgettable. Unforgettable. And we started it all off with Kevin Greenspan, Open Book from the Family Time compilation, a compilation that features many great bands and many great memories from like 2 years ago, roughly, and then they all just died out. I sometimes still see the guys around, but it's not the same. It's just not the same. And yeah, I should say something about Solomon Burke, because I wanted this record for a long time. I drove around, I was determined, and I don't know why. I just don't know why. That's the weird thing about it. I was just like, I need to just listen to Solomon Burke. It makes me feel so good. And that was maybe about a year ago. And here I am, still enjoying it. So, you know, it will always remind me of that time. The brief flirt with rhythm and blues. Well, coming up next here, going to play a little double set. Starting off with an artist called Nada, who was a French Quebecois singer from the 60s. These are all records I bought during last October during an amazing trip. An amazing trip to Montreal, where it snowed on Halloween. I saw many great old friends, reconnected, had the best time. And I went to this new record store there that was just like a huge, massive dollar bin. And I was just buying every great 60s French-Canadian record that was considered to be worthless there, but priceless in my home. Such as this one, Nada, Tes yeux, la félicite, and the song that we're going to listen to called À saison.
Qui pourrait répondre à mes questions? Qui pourrait me dire si j'ai raison de sortir avec un seul garçon quand tant d'autres me font des façons? À 16 ans, c'est l'âge où l'on veut vivre, découvrir les beautés de la vie, où l'on doit s'amuser, rire, danser et chanter, puisqu'on a 16 ans. 16 ans, qui pourrait répondre à mes questions? Qui pourrait me dire si j'ai raison de ne penser qu'à lui et d'oublier mes amis et leur partie? J'en oublie un garçon. Vous dites que ce n'est pas compliqué. Sûrement vous avez oublié qu'à 16 ans, c'est l'âge où l'on veut vivre, découvrir les beautés de la vie, où l'on doit s'amuser, rire,
por favor. collecting the garbage.
Collecting the garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
No one's on a diet.
No one's on a diet.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
I hate to be paying.
I hate to be paying.
Their grocery bills.
Their grocery bills.
Are tossed on the scraps of prosciutto ham. The leftover orders are piled in a stack nice and neat. The half-empty bottles of light white wine are placed by the bones of the fish, and the full-bodied red wine is placed by the bones of the meat.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
With chlorophyll pills.
With chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
In Beverly Hills.
About any garbage that I accept. I remember one time when I asked someone to take his bag, for it seemed that I noticed a thrown away jar of fancy caviar, but the caviar was red instead of black.
One look at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
Will cure all your ills.
Cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Well, there you go. The end of episode 62 with that wholesome number there. Wholesome comedy rock number. Garbage Collector in Beverly Hills from the album The Garbage Collector in Beverly Hills and Other Work Songs for the Odd Job Holder. Very hilarious. First time I've listened to it. I definitely bought it from a thrift store thinking it would be a hoot, and I just never got around to listening to it. So here we are fulfilling the mission of this radio show, which is for me to listen to the records that I really don't listen to enough, and sometimes that I don't listen to at all. So congratulations. Thank you for joining me. And see you soon. Next week, maybe? Maybe sooner, because I really got to cram it in here. I really got to finish these off. Enjoy yourself.